At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
Thanks for joining us here for another edition of Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com. So thankful all of you to join us. This week, I'm joined by the founder and CEO of a company that designs, develops, and sells vaporization hardware and software. They describe themselves as a responsible vaporization technology company headquartered in Montreal, Canada. I'm joined by Mladen Barbarić, founder and CEO of Airgraph. Thanks for joining us, Mladen.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Really do appreciate you having you on the program from up north. We just had done a load of recordings just for upcoming shows, and one was in Canada, talked extensively. But we're going to talk about vapes on this program today. You have launched the Airgraph Clean Vaporizer. It includes cannabis concentrate pods and an app to control the actual vaporizer. It's made of polished ceramic. Airgraph elegantly conceals a suite of technology features that gives control and transparency to users. The system introduces consumable pod traceability, enabling Airgraph to optimize vapor, remove burn, and perfectly serve different plant oils. So take me behind the specifics of this vaporizer, Mladen.
I think first, before we dive into the details of the technology and how we're solving some problems, we should probably talk about what problems we were trying to solve as Airgraph. Originally, we're all technology people here at Airgraph, and we've spent years developing products in mobile phones and wearables and healthcare devices and medical devices. And the first thing we did when we looked at vaporization is, well, what is the problem? What's lacking? So there were three key issues we were trying to solve. Number one, as a consumer, I walk into a dispensary and I'm buying this brown liquid when I want a vaporizer. And the brown liquid is labeled with, you know, names that don't mean a lot to me other than, you know, they're cool branding. I see different concentrations of liquid that I don't actually know where this comes from, how it was extracted, how it was made, what it complies with, what's in it. Was it something used to cut it? And so, you know, it was very, very concerning to us that somebody should buy some mysterious brown liquid and inhale it. So that's problem number one.
Right.
Problem number two, vapor isn't smoke. The concept of vaporizing is actually boiling. You know, when you put your pot on the stove and you put some olive oil in, imagine now the only option was zero and high. And you put it on high, and at some point it'll start boiling, and very, very shortly after, you'll see smoke. And that's right. Something you don't want. And yet, every single vaporizer on the market smokes. So that billowing, silky thing that everybody talks about as vapor, that's not vapor. That's smoke.
And but that's the one thing that comes around when it comes to vapes, is because they, part of the, I think, that doesn't get changed about it is because I think people, when they're trying to switch from cigarettes to vaping, they want to have that smoke coming out of that stick.
Well, is what that's the idea crazy. Is. We need to tell them otherwise.
Basically, right.
What we're doing is we are still combusting. That combustion is A, not good for us, and B, it does not represent the flavors of the oil. It's not effective. It's actually causing the burn in the back of your throat and in your nose and God knows what in your lungs.
But it doesn't look cool, Mladen. It doesn't look cool without the smoke coming out. I gotta have.
I'm not judging the cool.
I have to blow the circles and all, you know? I gotta be able to do that. Like, what am I gonna do? Just go and nothing comes out. That's not fair.
Yes, yes.
That's the whole idea.
What you're trying to do is change the narrative.
You're changing the narrative, and that's why.
Yes.
So let's talk about Airgraph now with the vaporizer. This vaporizer connects to an app. Both use an authentication technology that ensures users are getting certified products only. And the app provides real-time dosing feedback on an app with a vape pen. And with accurate component dosing, self-limiting microdose lock, transparency, provenance, and methodology from plant to oil for each pod, and a device lock for child safety. You've checked all the boxes, it looks like. Now, you said this about the vaporizer. Quote, these characteristics, and I can't say it like you do. You speak so fluently and articulately. These characteristics were developed by funneling and leveraging the team's experience in wearables, health tech, and connected smart devices into creating an overall cleaner and more responsible vaporizer that meets modern expectations head on. Technology that we take for granted daily has been slow to transform vaporization. As the benefits of plant-based vapor begin to enter mainstream, we've seen a huge opportunity to start with a clean slate and rethink the delivery method from the ground up. Absolutely. Now, when did you think you needed to go to square one when building this new vaporizer? I just brought up the point. It's the most valid point there is. That's the kind of thing that's going to be said. And this is for people that just are not understanding of the technology and what you're trying to do and what the real implications are because of that stigma, that narrative that, oh, you have to have the smoke when you really shouldn't.
Right. Well, so when looking at the three key problems, right, the mysterious brown liquid, the vapors, not smoke, and then the third one, which we didn't touch on yet, the consumption control or lack of consumption control. Those are key issues when you actually sort of dig under the surface. So we happen to have the combination of skill sets that are applied currently in other industries to solve these problems. And we use technology and design to do so. So first thing we did was we created a secure pod. Secure pod is a pod that is chipped with crypto level security for delivering substances that you can trust. So that means we track every single pod from the filling all the way through vapor so that you as a consumer can know what's in it. We actually require third-party lab results to be uploaded to verify the pod, which means we take in all of the information, the regulatory required information from third-party laboratories, how it was made, what is in it, what does it not have, like heavy metals, pesticides, and so on. This information activates the pod. So that way, when you buy a pod on Airgraph, you know that it's in a secure pod. Secure pod does not deliver anything other than cannabis. And on the black market, you can't duplicate, you can't tamper with, which means it has gone through the regulatory process. It can't be duplicated. You can't be fooled into having something that you didn't mean to have. And it solves the problem of the mysterious brown liquid. So that's one. Number two, we understand that cannabis is a wonderfully complex plant. The cannabinoids in the different oils are different. You know, we have more THC, less THC, more THCA, less THCA, some CBD, no CBD, CBN, CBG, terpenes, all of them boil at different temperatures. When you boil them perfectly, you can't boil two oils in the same way. That means we need to adjust for each oil. And I as a user, or you as a user, or anybody else as a user couldn't possibly know what the optimal heating algorithm for this is, because it isn't just a single temperature setting. It is the way you ramp up heat through the terpenes and plateau and the major cannabinoids without allowing the temperature to rise beyond what's needed for vaporization. And so we have a dynamic heating engine that changes based on each oil that's inserted. That's a game changer, but it requires all of these different disciplines of engineering to implement. So it requires, you know, electrical engineering and firmware engineering and so on. And typically, vaporizer companies don't have this. Vaporizer companies have been sourcing And having designs done by the same companies that have been doing e-cigarettes forever, and the disciplines and the knowledge just wasn't there. And then the third one, I talked about consumption control for several reasons. One, everybody is trying to do something different, right? Some people are using this for therapeutic purposes. Some people are using cannabis as anti-inflammatory. You know, we've talked to a lot of NBA players who are, you know, using it as therapy, so not to use opioids. Each one of them has a different requirement, but to actually get the benefit without the drawbacks, you need to understand how much and how often you need. In medical terms, that's called titration as opposed to dosing. Like the idea of slowly increasing a dose to get to the point where you're seeing the benefits. And as soon as you see the drawbacks, you pull back. So it's finding your own level. And this idea is very important in consuming responsibly and actually getting the best out of the plant. So what we built is a system that accurately controls and informs the user of the dosing. So when you take a pull, you see in the app a dial that increasingly progresses through its visual representation of dose, and you can see how much vapor you've taken in, but not just vapor. We break it down to each cannabinoid that you've taken so that you understand how much THC, how much THCA, how much CBD, and so on, so that you can be best informed and in control of your consumption.
Now, you have just identified responsible vaporization. You've just made the point, which there's advantages. Let me just be, you know, let me just kind of play layman here on the outside looking in. When I think about this as well, I said, oh, well, it's got to have smoke coming out of it. But let's be more important. If people didn't see the smoke, which we now know that smoke coming out of those vape pens of some other vape pens, not aircraft, is like a carcinogen. It's not good. It's toxic. The idea would be if people saw it would without any kind of thing coming out of the device, and it's being responsibly used, consumed with an app that you can actually properly control the amount of consumption, then people would be much more socially acceptable to have it in cars, in restaurants, wherever you go. Which
so
is
hopefully
the idea.
Not cars. You should definitely not consume in a car. But yes, the idea is to A, be more socially acceptable, be discreet, but not in the way to hide. There's nothing wrong that people are doing with this. I mean, we don't need to hide. However, it does not affect others around. And so while there is some visible feedback from vapor, you can still see it, just like when you boil something on in the pot, you know, you see it, but it's not as visible as smoke would be. So, you know, that's one of the benefits of having vapor. Obviously it's more discreet, but the consumption control thing is really about, you know, getting the most out of it. Nobody should be encouraged to just consume, you know, an infinite quantity of cannabis for the sake of just
right, but
right?
It still comes down to the fact that you are having people that are looking to vape pens as an alternative to smoking. They want to have something else that they can also do the same kind of thing they did when they smoked, having something they can put in their mouth that just whatever kind of stress relief they get, that's the other thing that's being brought across. It's not necessarily, I mean, what you're doing is absolutely, I mean, I appreciate the effort, but you have to realize that some of the consumers that are there are going to be former smokers.
Yeah. Well, that's, that is for sure. And so what we can do and what we should do is arm people with the tools so they can consume responsibly. We can make the decisions for them, and we can't certainly judge or imply that they should do one thing or another. What we're doing is developing a tool set so they can make the best decisions for them.
Now we're going to talk about the issues of vaping that are not associated with aircraft, but you know what? Because you're doing such a good job, Mladen, with aircraft, then you should be one of those peers that are talking to the mainstream and to the industry itself about this. And we're going to give you that platform to do so, because we got a couple questions to ask about the issues surrounding regulation and the issues in mainstream circles about the public health risk that's been ongoing, that's been talked about. We're going to talk about that now with Mladen Barbaric, founder and CEO of Airgraph, here on Blunt Business with more questions in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Hey, take a look at this. They're selling smart pots.
They have pot that can make you smart? Where is it?
Not that kind of pot. Smart pots are the best aeration container to grow your plants. Check this out. This is the original fabric container for faster producing, healthier plants. They're made with a superior fabric that delivers high yields. Plus, smart pots are reusable and sustainable, so you can use them over and over again, no matter if you use them indoor or outdoor.
That's very smart, but how good are they for the environment?
Smart pots are BPA-free and lead-free, so you'll always be able to ensure a pure, clean grow, and they're 100% made in the U.S. Over 28 million smart pots have already been sold, so it seems like a smart investment.
Look for smart pots in close to 2,000 garden centers throughout North America and ask for the original fabric container. Find a store near you or order yours online at smartpots.com.
Fortunate to have Michael Brewer of Brewer and Shipley. Your signature top 10 song, One Toke Over the Line. I've read a couple different versions of what the tune's origins are. What's the true story?
We were playing a little club in Kansas City. A friend stopped by with some really good hash. We stepped out back and came back in. We're tuning up in the dressing room, and Tom said, "Man, I'm really one toke over the line." And I just cracked up. I thought it was hysterical. We literally wrote that song just entertaining ourselves and to make our friends laugh.
It's time to Hemp Present, only on Cannabis Radio.
Elevate your everyday with that Shuggies feeling, with the sweet taste of Shuggies. Add a cup of Shuggies to your morning coffee. Ah, how sweet it is. Shuggies infuses cannabis and cane sugar to make it the perfect sweetener with benefits. Make your happy hour happier with a dunk of Shuggies in your drink. Order your Shuggies now at shoggies.com or find it in dispensaries throughout California. Whenever you crave a little sweet, pick up Shuggies, the sweet, sweet take anywhere treat.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm with Mladen Barbaric, founder and CEO of Airgraph. You're on Blunt Business. The Marijuana Policy Project recently published a report on regulating cannabis oil vaporizers that stated, quote, "Regulating cannabis use has affected public policy, and we strongly urge states to regulate, not ban, vapor products. Bans will simply make a difficult situation more dangerous by driving more consumers away from regulated businesses and toward illicit sources. Moreover, such a policy also fails to address the underlying problem of contamination." Well, you solved that problem, Mladen. What do you say about this conclusion?
I mean, the gist of this conclusion is it couldn't be more right. Generally speaking, in cannabis and in other substance deliveries, it's always a good idea to regulate, to legalize. That is always more effective than actually pushing people into the black market. Let's face it, they're going to consume cannabis. And so when it comes to vaporization, because vaporization requires, you know, extraction and science behind it, we're more likely to see problems out of a black market because simply it requires sophistication in processing. And so having regulation is the right answer. So what we realized is regulation is one side, but the other side needs to be around transparency and accountability to the consumer. As a consumer, you walk in today and you really don't understand where the substance comes from, even in the legal context. So you walk into a dispensary, you really don't know what you're buying, and you should. If you don't know what you're consuming, you shouldn't buy it. That should be the mantra, period. Just like when you walk into a grocery store and you buy some processed food, if you're buying the processed food, you should probably know what they put in it. If the stuff in it is bad for you, don't freaking have it. It's just common sense, right? In case of cannabis, in some of these extractions, what we've seen in the black market is addition of substances that have not been tested for a long time in additives, in artificial flavors, and they're used as fillers. I mean, look, bottom line is people are trying to make money. Cheaper thing to do to solve some of the problems around crystallizations, around formulation and so on, is just throw in some MCT oil or some vitamin E oil. It's cheaper to add an artificial flavor than it is to really work through and craft, you know, terpenes of the cannabis kind, or even, you know, botanical extracts. So people take shortcuts. They should be accounted for. And this is something that we always must carefully review, but then also show to people. So this is why we do what we do. We make sure that the third-party testing is clearly visible to the end user, that you know exactly what you're consuming. And we're setting guidelines that, hey, you know what? If you're going to consume cannabis, you know, we don't need to do additives. We don't need to do artificial flavors. When you buy this pod, the secure pod, you know that what's in it is just cannabis. So that was our stance from the get-go, and this was conceived far, you know, before this, so quote unquote crisis. Really, a PR campaign, more so than crisis. But really, there. It took this crisis for us to sort of look at a problem that is really there. The contents of vaporizers should clearly be displayed, should be clearly regulated, and people should absolutely know what's in them.
Good deal. Now, let's go and move along into the issues of the mainstream circles and what they're saying about vaping. Forbes recently reported on the ongoing issues being discussed, saying, quote, "It is understandable that the public would be concerned about the seemingly sudden rash of vape-related illnesses." And the other problem is that the mainstream media is deciding every time, oh, look, there's a vape death. There's another one. And they're just trying to sensationalize and glorify this thing. When it's just for clickbait, they really don't care about the people being responsible for being creating these products, or the fact that there needs to be more of a crackdown of those that are doing illicit products in the first place. Now, back to the point. After all, vaping has largely been marketed as a safer method of ingesting nicotine or cannabis than traditional smoking. The problem should absolutely be taken seriously, but it is also important to note that we still don't have enough information. On October 4th, the acting commissioner of the FDA issued a statement including this relevant fact. At this time, the FDA does not have enough data to identify the cause or causes of the lung injuries in these cases. It is important to also keep the problem in the numbers. Involved a perspective. This is what they gave from the CDC. To date, 805 cases of people suffering from vape-related illnesses and at least 12 deaths have been reported, and these are genuine tragedies, but so are the 130 Americans who die every day from an opioid overdose and the 480,000 people who die each year in the U.S. with deaths attributed to smoking cigarettes, according to CDC data. Again, you know, they're trying to glorify what's not causing the biggest problem. They'd rather decide to go ahead and attack, you know, vaping. What do you say?
Well, I mean, we have to call a spade a spade. this is a campaign more than a crisis. I think in, you know, the recent years, there's been a massive shift from smoking to vaping. And that's hurting generations of wealth created by people who promote smoking. And so obviously and very astutely, there's a lot of response and lobby towards slowing down the growth of vaping. I mean, it's killing people's wealth. However, as you pointed out, if we put it in perspective, the crisis itself is not as alarming as, you know, media is making it out to be. However, you know, there is something to be learned from it. So on one hand, what we're trying to do here, or sorry, not we, but what the campaign here is trying to do is simply question the process of vaporization. And clearly, vaporization is actually an FDA-regulated process. And it has been, in fact, a process that has been used for years. And we do all of a sudden point to problems, which mostly come from black market. So when we actually look at the issue, clearly the process is not the problem, but the contents are. And so, you know, to the effect that obviously contents of the vaporizer cartridges, you know, we can't compare the scale. Smoking, 480,000 people, black market vape cartridges, 12 people, without being respectful to, you know, the families of the 12 people, it's a disproportionate issue comparison. However, there is still an issue. There are illegal pods out there with questionable content, and there isn't consistent regulation like there is in California, for example, for testing and being transparent about the contents of cannabis cartridges out there. What we ought to do is really focus on regulating, legalizing, and being transparent. And as such, we eradicate the issue that is still, you know, a dwarf in comparison, orders of magnitude different to smoking, but still should be addressed. Bottom line is, regulating, legalizing, and knowing what it is in the cartridges is absolutely paramount. This is what we should be focusing on.
The one thing I could say, well, first of all, we've seen a number of tobacco executives that have made their way into the cannabis industry because they know that that's where the industry is going in some respects. The other thing I got to be said is we've talked a lot about when it comes to, you know, the particular companies that are prominent doing vaping, Juul is the most prominent and the most marketable and probably the best selling. So, I mean, we're hearing a lot about how that technology has done very good, but then the case should be that a company like Juul should just go and sell the proprietary technology of their actual hardware and sell the patent off to some other company. So let the cannabis industry use it and they could just go off of that instead of them having to be the ones doing it. I mean, listen, you made your money from it. You're going to get cracked down. You're not going to be able to promote it like you did before. You're not going to be able to sell it like you did before. You're going to be put online. I just think there's certain things that are taken from the hardware that can be put into what's being done here. I think that's another thing that's got to be done with the industry in terms of making sure that the technology is strong, it's safe, and it's protected for anybody that's going to use it, along with what's being done inside. It's just, it's a whole wide view of things, which I'll just look at, and it's very important. But I think, again, we just said it before, it's a campaign, not a call, not a crisis. And of course, that's what they do. That's what the media does. And so everything gets thrown out of context. That's stupid. Right. So anyway, we're going to talk about pricing. And we'll talk about when it comes to the other popular cannabis vaporizers here with Airgraft founder and CEO Mladen Barbaric. We'll be back with more questions and wrap things up in just a moment.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
The cannabis industry is growing almost as fast as the cannabis and hemp being planted and harvested. Where, when, and how fast will the cannabis and hemp industries continue to climb? Who will be the people leading the charge into that promised land of profit? Let's pursue those answers and more with the Plant Profits.
Welcome to another episode of Plant Profits. I am Bert Miller, your host. As you guys know, the purpose of this show is to introduce you to some of the most forward-thinking executives and companies in the cannabis industry.
Plant Profits, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Fetch your earbuds and stay tuned for some pure pet care conversation.
Hi, it's Angela Ardolino with It's a Dog's Life, and I have Hernanda Umana joining me. We're just both so fascinated with how much we've learned since we've been in this pet industry and creating an all-natural product.
Because it's a dog's life.
I am a huge fan of my guest today, Dr. Bob Goldstein.
I have, in my experience, not seen many natural substances produce the results that CBD is producing in the animals that we are testing on.
It's a Dog's Life with Angela Ardolino, only on Cannabis Radio.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
We're back with final questions from Milad and Barbara Rich, the founder and CEO of Airgraft, Air, G-R-A-F-T. Gear Patrol recently wrote this, and, you know, they did quite a lot. They're going to say a lot of this. So they said that Airgraft's first product is a $68 pen that promises clean, unburnt vaping instead of the hot spot prone wick-based heating system used in most mid-market vapes. Airgraft opts for a ceramic heating element to eliminate the chance of combusted concentrate, backed up by a robust app that tracks terpene distribution, THC consumption per draw, and per session, whole lot of usage data. Like a jewel, Airgraft's pens are also pod-based and offer much more customization than some popular cannabis vaporizers in the form of customizable THC intake and length of pull. It's a pod base, so we'll load flower or waxes into it, so only Airgraft pods will work with the pen. There's also a lock into it to prevent friends and family taking hell in the accident. So talk to me about the importance of being able to put this also together, making it responsible vaporization, but it comes with a higher ticket price. What do you say?
Well, I think as we are developing devices and pods, so let's break it down, right? Pod itself is an atomizer, and it's a container for the oil. When we put the oil into the atomizer, into the pod, we have to be very, very careful that every single material that touches the oil is food safe. And so what we do, first off, is we make sure that any polymers are polymers that are FDA approved, Health Canada approved, Japan medical approved, CE approved, and so on, recognized widely for food safety with heat. And what does that mean? Well, just like people are worried about the plastic that's seeping into their water, this is a more acute case where we're heating oil and we're storing it in a container. So every single thing that touches that oil should be safe. So we do this to an exceptional level. Second thing we do is we use a ceramic element. It is more expensive, more complex way of heating, but it heats on a more even basis. Typical vaporizer, for example, Juul or most key known vaporizers in the cannabis space, without naming them, they use wick and coil system. And wick is think of it like a candle, right? Yeah. Candle wick wrapped with a coil. And where the coil touches the wick, the heat is much higher. In a ceramic element, we dissipate this heat. And so, yeah, we're not cutting corners here. We're using some more expensive materials. And that's adding to the cost of building this. However, you know, if you're going to ingest this, you need to be very cognizant of the fact that this is going into your lungs, so you should probably be somewhat cautious about what it is that you're doing. So we think this is very important. However, this does not add to the cost of the pods. The pods are in line with other pods that serve similar type of oils. Where Airgraft skews towards more premium is the fact that Airgraft does not support any distillate oils. So distillate, you know, of course, being a typical, currently 80% of the market is doing distillate type of oils. And it's a very efficient production method where you extract just THC out of cannabis, and you can extract it out of trim, out of stem, out of any part of cannabis. And it's an effective, cheap way to extract THC. And then they add terpenes to it. However, that's not quite the experience that cannabis provides. Cannabis contains a slew of other cannabinoids that together work completely differently. So while people typically assume that higher the THC, you know, more bang for the buck, it's actually the opposite. More THC just provides a very monolithic, monodimensional experience. It doesn't have the richness and the variety of flower. So Airgraft supports full spectrum live resin oils that have been created with flower so that you can really get the full experience of cannabis. Because of the process, these oils, as they are available on 510 thread cartridges or other closed loop systems, they're generally not the cheapest of oils. That's the only difference in pricing. So we sort of swallow the technology and the cost of you know, responsibly building the pods, but we side on the fact that we shouldn't be making these really cheap, bad representation of cannabis oils. This is the only difference. We're actually not more expensive on the pod side. And on the device, we pack a lot more technology. However, we wanted to make a device that feels like a personal treat. You know, vaporizers are something that you take with you. And every single other vaporizer in the market that's a pod or a cartridge vaporizer, it's not a thing you want to keep. It's just a disposable thing. You can't grow a bond with, you know? It's just something you replace easily. We wanted to make something special for people. And we made it out of ceramic. It feels really nice in your hand. It has a nice heft weight to it. When you put it in your pocket, it doesn't scratch with keys. It looks beautiful. Everybody, you know, on first meeting the Airgraft says, wow, this is really, really nice. I want to keep this. And so instead of buying what people are calling batteries all the time and just tossing them out because you don't care, we are promoting a bond with the device that people are actually encouraged to keep the device litterless. It's less of a throwaway. It's more something that you grow attention with, and it allows us to build in some cool technologies to give people something more to get these big problems resolved. And so I think people are really connecting with that. So far, the response has been unanimously, "Hey, we love it."
Because they should. The thing is, for those that are consumers out there, if you're looking to go ahead, if you're just listening to the program and you have people that you know that are, you know, adamant vape pen users, they just need to realize, look, quality matters. Take a few extra bucks, buy quality, and buy something that's not going to hurt you in the long run. Obviously, Airgraft, that's what you're doing. I mean, you're showing the fact that, listen, even with your oils, you're cherry picking which oils you're going to bring in to make sure you're finding people that share your respect for natural purity of the plant on top of everything else.
Right.
And not just CBD or anything else, you're using CBDN as well. So the idea is you have different options. You have good technology. You are trying to be responsible about it by actually making it so that it can be regulated. It can be, just regulated for your own personal use so that you are using it as needed, not to overuse or anything like that, because you don't need to. That takes away the whole purpose of having it. Just there's a way to go and do it, like you said. Responsible vaporization requires a good product, good quality, a little bit higher end product. But you're not that much higher end like in other vape pens, because obviously we know in California a lot of vape pens just in the mid range market are $50, right, maybe $40 in other markets. But the truth is, for 68 or something similar to that, that's pretty good. Plus the app, plus the pods, you know you're getting quality. You don't have to second guess. That's the idea. And I think that's exactly what you're doing with Airgraft. And I appreciate the fact that you're putting this out there. And I think you put a really great product. I think it also looks great. Who cares if smoke's not coming out of it? It looks good. Okay. It's got a nice, sleek, dark look.
You care. Most people don't know it, but you care that no smoke is coming out of it.
Yes.
Because that's better for your lungs. And taste what the craftsmen are making.
Right.
These oils are crafted. People care and love these things. You can taste the different terpenes. You can appreciate the craft, like wine, like coffee. We're serving it in the right way. It's like, you know, if you had a wonderful Wagyu steak, you would not stick that in a microwave. You would not enjoy it.
Right. There's a way to make good food. Exactly. Yeah. You don't put a steak, you don't put it in a microwave, you don't put it on a skillet. No, you grill that bad boy, okay? And you sear it up and you make it just right. Exactly.
That's right.
Agreed. Or what is Montreal? You guys got the smoked meat. Smoked meat's got to be done a particular way, right? It's got to be quality meat. It's got to be smoked just right.
Right.
I only don't know about that from some other people. I always said, like, that's what you guys are best known for out there in Quebec. I want to go sometime. I would love to go and check
you should
out.
Come. There's the whole French culture, all about love of cooking and culinary ingredients, and people really care and put love into it. You know, we have some of the best chocolate. People don't know about it. There's amazing cheese. People just love food and care for it. And come visit us. Enjoy.
One of these days, I'm going to go visit the French Canadians, because there's something about that up there. Anyway, airgraft.com. I want to send people to the website real quick and direct them to take a look at the technology. By the way, what a nicely done website. You really get to look inside the product. You get to find out everything. It's very easily laid out, very easy to go and read through. And look through, and then you can just purchase. Nice big yellow button right there. Purchase and get your hands on it. So we're going to send some people to go click that yellow button. Tell people what a little bit about the product line, which is available. So that people that go to airgraft.com, airgraft.com, go to, what are they going to find?
Well, they're going to find, obviously, in-depth information about the product. And they're going to be able to find where to purchase the product, where to purchase our partner oils. We've launched with several full spectrum living resin oils from Well Grains, and we're about to just at the cusp of announcing several very, very exciting partners. We're super excited about what they're doing. They have some of the most amazing flower out there, and they're partnering with us to feature, you know, the beauty of their plant. Just at the beginning of December, we'll announce more availability, more locations, more oils. So go to airgraft.com or follow us on Instagram for at airgraft for more information.
You know, I didn't even get a chance to talk about you, because if we had more time, I could talk about you, you know, being the brand craftsman and also working a lot of brands and stuff that you've done. Your own background is fascinating, but there wasn't even enough time to talk about that. We were only have 30 minutes to talk about vaping and talk about Airgraft itself. But I appreciate you making time to join us, and really great conversation with Mladen Barbaric, the founder and CEO of Airgraft. And by the way, if you want yours truly's opinion, I would go ahead and pick the Midnight Gray. The Midnight Black over the Concept Gray. I like the gray, don't get me wrong, but I think the black just got that nice look to it. So again, airgraft.com, airgraft.com. Make sure to check that out. So anyway, thank you, Mladen, again, for being on with us. And thank you, listeners, for joining us for another edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes by going to cannabisradio.com. Subscribe to the show. Please send some reviews. rate the show at Apple Podcasts because they have it there. We want to let people see it so more people can know, learn about the show. You can also find it at Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.